You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It is time for happy hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at Godfather Cigar and Martini Bar in Rochester. I'm Jamie Flanagan.
My name is Matt Fox.
I'm Brian Donovan.
And it is the Man Cave Happy Hour. We are ready to go here. Marty is here, the owner of the Godfather Cigar and Martini Bar. Marty,
welcome,
thanks,
Marty,
for having us in.
Welcome, sir.
Welcome.
We're just excited to be here. Podcast Detroit. We're remote, live, on the scene at the Godfather.
Yeah, Podcast Detroit. All right.
Yay,
yeah.
Podcast
Those
Detroit.
Guys are
all right.
Whew,
awesome. And we're just going to have some fun and talk about one cigar and one craft cocktail. That's what we're going to do in the Man Cave Happy Hour. Each time we visit a different happy hour, we're going to grab one craft cocktail mixed up by the mixologist downstairs, and then one cigar, and talk to some experts who actually know what they're talking about and can help us out. So, because I'm a novice, I don't really know. That's the whole point of this. It's like, I love a good cigar, but I just don't know cigars.
Well, you know, Jamie, it's a lot like, you know, I'm a wine guy. I like wine. I'm looking at the wine list here. I'm familiar with every single one, all of his cabs. But I'm a cab guy, you see. So I think guys like to focus on things, and it's good to expand your horizons a little bit. You know, I've been starting to drink a little bit of whiskey here and there, and I think cigars for most guys is like golf. We've all done it, you know, once or twice a year. You know, we never really get very good at it or very educated.
Yeah, so glad you said golf.
Yeah, I'm talking about the infrequent things that most guys do.
Right. Okay.
So I think a lot of guys could benefit from, you know, having a little bit of education. Education can't hurt, Jamie. And you know, cigars. Craft cocktails, you know, why not, right? So each week we're going to talk about a new cigar, right?
And then absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Love it.
And Matt led us here to the Godfather.
Yes, I met Marty, about 2.5 years ago?
2.5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I met Marty, and he's always been very friendly and welcoming to patrons to his establishment here, Godfather Cigar Martini Lounge.
Anytime.
And we have more folks coming in, so welcome, sir. Thanks for being here. But in all honesty, Marty, when I come here to relax. And I come here to be with friends, and I come here to just have a nice drink, have a cigar. But like Jamie, I'm a novice. I love to smoke a cigar, but what really works well when smoking a cigar and a craft cocktail at the same time?
That's why they call us the last resort of the day.
Don't be afraid to get right on the mic, Marty, too, when we're talking. It'll pick it up.
Proud.
It'll pick you up a little bit better. But
perfect.
But yeah, we like to have some fun while we're here, and we have a few people joining us, and we're going to subject you. So, Aaron, you're up first, man. We're going to play a game. We have some fun along the way here, and we got a little game, Balderdash. We used to do a game called The Game Show, and we would play a little game. And so what we do is we have a word. We'll each give you a definition. You have it right in front of you there. We'll give you a definition. Each of us, and only one of them is the correct definition. You got to let us know what the right definition is. The word, your word, is plonk, P-L-O-N-K, plonk.
Plonk.
Plonk. Aaron, concentrate. Plonk
is
plonk.
The word, and the definition. We're at a cigar wine bar, right? So it's a cheap wine. A plonk is a cheap wine.
Okay, so we're going to give him several definitions. He's got to pick which one.
Well, it's a cheap wine is what it is.
Is that what you think?
Well,
Matt? Plonks.
Plonk. What's the definition?
Plonk. A lively song, often accompanied with street dancing, popular during the French Revolution. That's what it means. That is
plonk.
What plonk is.
That's what plonk is.
Yes.
Or is it a characteristic sound associated with traveler's constipation?
All right, so Aaron.
How do I know one of those definitions are going to show up? Plonk. P-L-O-N-K.
P-L-O-N-K, Aaron. P-L-O-N-K, plonk. Yeah. Is it a...
I said it's a cheap or
wine.
Inferior wine.
Cheap.
Crappy wine. Little Blue's Farm.
Is it wine, a French dance,
or a characteristic sound associated with traveler's constipation?
Okay.
Plonk. It's much squishier than a plonk. That's way too solid for a traveler issue.
Listen, it's Aaron's.
That's all right. You know what? I'm going to go with the dance. It just sounds...
Aw, you went with me? You're such a nice guy for that, yes.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Nope. Plonk is a cheap or inferior wine.
It's a cheap wine.
It's a cheap and inferior wine.
It is a cheap inferior wine.
Plonk. Cheap and inferior women.
Oh. No. That is it.
Otherwise known as not a plonk, but never mind.
All right, so we got more people here, so we're going to mess with more people. What's your name again?
Dave.
All right, Dave's here.
Dave,
I have a word for you, Dave. It's SPOD. S-P-O-D. SPOD is the word. SPOD is the word. And it's really unique because Brian Donovan here, him and his friend, they're creating pods out of they're using
shipping containers. Shipping containers.
And they're making these different pods. There's like mobile bars, and it's unique. So a SPOD actually is when you have several of the pods together. A bunch of pods. A SPOD is when they're all together, is what that is.
Or is a SPOD an unsuccessful attempt for an amphibian to try to impregnate another amphibian?
That's quite interesting. Wow, that's...
Or is it the bottom leaves on tobacco plants? SPOD. The bottom leaves on tobacco plants.
Well, considering, I think Marty might know this answer, but Matt, I think I'm going with you.
All right, that's two for two.
He believes Matt Fox. Who believes Matt Fox? Everybody's going with Matt Fox today.
Yeah, everybody's going with you today.
Apparently.
I grabbed the wrong thing. No, I just look at me. I'm so mean.
Hold your calls, America. We have a winner.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all right. So we'll buy you a drink, right? Yeah. We'll have you put one of your drinks on our tab.
So now you know it's not an unsuccessful amphibian insemination.
You can now broaden your vocabulary with
SPOD. There you go.
Yes.
All right. So there you go. That's a little bit of fun. But we're at a cigar bar. We're here at Godfather's. And ask Mark, because we got a new location opening up, right?
Yeah. 23 miles between Shaner and Hayes is right. Macomb County, I guess, Shelby Township. That would be about 9,000 square feet, the largest in the state, top 10 in the country. Will be a steakhouse with amenity of cigars.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
It's about three times this size here we have. We should be probably opening around January or possibly February.
Is it going to be more like a Big Rock with the...
A Big Rock, but it's going to be all smoking, upstairs, downstairs, outdoor. Our patio is like 1,300 square feet patio. We're looking at 69 by 17 with two fire pits, garage doors. It's pretty big.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I saw your pictures that you posted online.
Yes, a couple of days ago we posted our sign to let everybody know that we finally have a landmark.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Nice. Congratulations on that.
Thank
that is
going
to be wonderful.
Now, Marty, how long have you been at this location?
7.5 years, going on 8.
Is this your first cigar lounge?
This was the first cigar lounge, yes.
Yeah. And what gave you the inspiration for this?
You know what? I'm a cigar judge. I'm also a cigar panelist. I worked for Nat Sherman, a cigar company, as a regional manager for Michigan, Indiana. I write for the magazines. I compete also in blind tasting. I love cigars, especially when my first son was born, Brandon. He's 27 now. When Brandon was born, I bought a lot of cigars for friends and family and pass out like it's a boy. I pass out so many. I still have so many left. So friends will come over every night. We'll smoke more cigars. And since that day, just kind of got hooked on it.
So you're a true aficionado then?
Absolutely.
So, well, let's get on with it. Let's grab the cigar and let's. What do we do? what do you do with it when you get a cigar? Right? I'm always freaked out. That's another thing. So you have a
cut
very,
it and smoke it.
You have a lovely, lovely wait staff here, and they're helpful. And they seem very knowledgeable. And they walk up to the table, and I'm like, well, I'm a guy. I should know what I'm doing, and I don't. And she's like, how would you like that cut? And I'm like, I got no freaking idea.
How many different cuts are there? Because I've heard of a few of them, but how many?
There are about nine, and like a poke, star. Whistle, V cut, stray cut, English cut. You know, you got three different cuts as far as punch
and the briss.
You had me at poke.
Yeah, some cigars. Some cigars you cannot cut. You got a punch. Some cigars you can do a V cut. Some cigars you can only do straight cut. Like, for example, the V can only go on the round cap versus torpedo. There are a lot of different cuts. Sometimes also it depends on what you like, what your preferences, what size of ring gauge on a cigar. Not every cigar can be cut the way you want it. Some cigars, it has to be cut certain ways.
Because a torpedo-wrapped cigar is very pointy at
very
the end.
Pointy,
so a punch isn't really going to work on that well.
In the neither V-cut. If you have a V-cut, I mean, later the nicotine will block it because it's such a small cut.
Okay.
As novice as I am, I actually asked somebody to punch the torpedo cigar I had a couple weeks ago. It was actually pretty entertaining.
That would
watching
not happen
her
here.
Try to punch a torpedo. It was really funny.
The client's always right.
If you ask my bartenders, to cut up a punch on the V-cut, they would look at you like you're really serious.
But again, you have a wonderful, kind, generous wait staff that puts up with his idiot shenanigans. So
they're all been actually trained on cutting and lighting the cigars. That's why we do not give you the cigar and light it while it's in your mouth. We kind of first heat up all the cold spots.
Yep.
Then we give it to you, because once I give it to you and I light up with a lighter or a match, I count, let's say, 1 to 3 under the breath, and it should be done. I walk away.
Huh. Awesome. So what do we have on tap? Do we need to go grab them? Is she bringing them up to us? What's on tap? What's the cigar we're going to look at and smoke?
What are you smoking on right now?
Right now I'm smoking Rocky Patel, the Decade.
Right.
That is a Sumatra flavor. It's aged 5 years by Rocky Patel. Any cigar really takes about 5 years to make it. If it doesn't take that long, that is not a good cigar.
Oh.
Because by the time you harvest, and by the time you let it ferment and age and rotate every 2 weeks, you know, with a different a humidity, different temperature, and trying to dry it out right and moisturize it before you wrap it, it'll take about 5 years. You know, some people think making cigars, it could be overnight. No, these people sit on the tobacco about 5 years before you have it in your, you know, cut and lit in your mouth.
All right. So what are we going to grab tonight and smoke? What are you going to walk us through and have us cut correctly?
You know, people talk about Cuban. I you know, that's fine. But I know Cuban has a great cigars. I really have maybe 5 or 6 Cuban that I really like.
Okay.
You know, but today, Nicaraguans, Hondurans, Ecuadorian, Dominican has really achieved their cigars. Just also want you to know something. These all planted and harvested and rolled by Cuban. Okay. So where is the difference?
Weren't those called torcedores back in the day?
Yeah.
Torcedores where it was all passed down from generation of how to roll that actual Cuban cigar.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I was doing some research, and I read that. I was like, that's very interesting, that torcedor.
Because during the embargo, the communism regime forced everybody to leave Cuba and started their own business outside Cuba.
Got it.
So they chose Nicaragua, Honduras, Caracas, Venezuela, the Ecuador, Dominican Republic, which are all the adjacent islands, not too far from Cuba. Soil, it's, you know, evenly the same. Weather, water, it's all the same.
Got it.
Hey, Marty, is the cigar industry, is it growing? Is it a growing industry? Are people catching on? Is it something that kind of is static throughout the years?
I have not seen it shrinking as much as the federal trying to fight it, but I've not seen it shrinking at all. It's really growing, especially people start more kind of realizing why smoke cigarettes. With all the nicotine and tar and all the chemicals, every cigarette has about 116 different chemicals. So I don't know if you're realizing how many 116 chemicals are you inhaling and smoking versus a cigar. I'm not saying it's 100% healthy for you, but you are not inhaling.
Okay, right. And so 160 chemicals versus what for a cigar?
Yeah, you're looking at probably about 30 to 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The cigar is oil-based. I couldn't say natural, but it's an oil-based cigar. You're not inhaling. And you know what? When I first worked for Nat Sherman, Jules Sherman asked me a question. He says, what's the difference between cigarette smokers and cigar smokers? And I kind of laughed and said, they all huff and puff and smoke. He said, no, son, you're wrong. I said, well, Mr. Sherman, please correct me. You know, and that was my interview day, and I was like, shaking like a leaf on a tree. I thought I'm going to flunk it. And he said, what do you do when somebody cuts you off while you're driving your car? You know, I go... probably the first thing I'd give him a couple fingers, followed by a couple of colorful words, and grab my bag of cigarettes, smoke my cigarette, puff, 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 throw it out the window. He said, what do you do when you smoke cigars? I said to him, a newborn clean divorce, a nice partner, want a good stock, you know, watching football with the boys, you know, whatever, and sitting at the bar, you know, holding a longer conversation. He says, so it's kind of like a celebratory thing. And I go, yes, I guess what you want to call it. He goes, that's the big difference. He goes, this one you smoke it when you're under a lot of pressure. This, the other one you smoke it when you have time, when you're celebrating something.
Right.
Got it.
You know, anniversary or whatever. So
that's good. You know, same way, like I said, I'm a wine drinker. You know, wine is, a lot of people drink it to relax. They appreciate it. They taste it. It's a celebratory thing sometimes. As opposed to, you know, in high school, you have the peppermint schnapps in a vent, you know, in a flask, and you're just kind of knocking it back.
Brass monkey.
Little mad dog, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, Marty, let's grab some cigars, and while we do that, Brian, you had a little setup to do, right? Because Brian loves to play Battleship. So, what is something else we did on the game show? Was another game, and we played Battleship on the radio. It was brilliant. So we figured, Brian was like, can we play Battleship?
It's the first time ever on radio. And it was a syndicated show.
It was the best show ever. It's time to play Battleship. But here's the deal. We'll buy you a drink if you can sink a boat. Brian, how does you had one job. One job.
I'm trying.
I set up all these microphones, the speakers. You wanted Battleship. I brought Battleship, and you come in. I'm like, Brian, you got a little setup to do here. Set up the Battleship.
Okay, listen.
What are you doing right now?
Okay, well, I'm setting up my Battleship.
Setting up the Battleship. One job.
Okay, I have five ships.
That was it. All right.
I have five ships.
Explain it to everybody here so we can have everybody, a few people, take a shot at Battleship.
Well, it's the old-fashioned Battleship. You know, you have a grid.
Okay.
1 through 10, and then A through J. So, you know, A1 or, you know, B7.
Okay.
These are coordinates.
A through J,
and
1 through 10.
If one of my ships happened to be, you know, on that coordinate, you get a hit.
All right.
I have I'm looking at an aircraft carrier here. That takes five hits to sink that aircraft carrier. Okay. I have a destroyer. It takes three.
All right.
So, yeah.
What we're going to do is you can give a coordinate. If you get a hit, you can keep going until you get a miss. If you sink one of the ships, then we're going to buy you a drink.
I'll buy someone a drink if they get two hits. Two hits in one turn.
All right. So we have some of our friends here from Podcast Detroit. Bob and Dave are both here. They're both from IT and the D. Just an amazing show. And it's just a couple of amazing fellas. Yeah, they are. What you guys are doing for podcasters in the city and people who want to have a voice, because I teach high school journalism, and that's the whole thing about the mission that I'm on, is to give these young people a voice. But a lot of times people graduate and they go on and they're done with college, because you can express yourself in college, but after that, your life's over. And you really can't express yourself. And it's really cool that you guys give people a forum where they can express themselves. It's a continuing thing. And I really appreciate it and what you guys do. And I think it's pretty cool. So, Bob, you're up first. So do you want to give a shot at Battleship, A through J, 1 through 10, right?
So Bob, do you understand the premise of Battleship?
Yeah.
Okay, you played as a kid, right?
Of course.
Sink my Battleship, brother.
B6.
B6.
He's got to put his glasses on to check. Where are we at on B6?
B6 is a miss.
Ah! All right, B6 is a miss. Dave's here as well. Dave's pushing all the buttons and keeping us going on the Podcast Detroit. He's got it going live.
36D. Wait, no, I was distracted. Sorry.
Dave, that's not the right show, Dave.
D4.
What's that?
D4.
D4.
D4. D4.
Is a hit!
Oh, it's a hit! All right, so one hit.
Get another one. I'll buy you a drink if you get two.
Hits. D4, so now you
gotta... It could be sitting this way. It could be sitting horizontal, vertical.
D3.
D3 is a hit.
Uh-oh. Oh, D3. It's a hit.
Okay, now you can choose to take your free drink now.
Oh, shit.
Or try again. It's you.
Let's go D5.
D5 is a hit.
D5 is a hit.
Man, you're on a
He's
roll.
He's on a roll. Can it, is he seeing it in the window? Is that what's it?
No, just always rely on Ds. That's so okay.
So you can go either way. It's not. It's, you haven't sunk it yet.
D6.
You sunk my battleship.
Seriously, he sunk.
Right on.
There it is. Here's your commemorative battleship, Dave.
Got it.
Nice catch.
Right on. There you go. All right. Hey.
All right.
Rock Excellent. On. So
I'm going to buy him 10 shots and an Uber ride home.
So that's kind of the game show that we used to do.
That's very rare for someone to get it in one in one go.
Is D, are you like a pro at this? Is D like a sure bet?
No, I'm just a nerd.
So, because on the Podcast Detroit Network, there is a gaming show, and they play board games on the air or something. What is that one?
So you've got the Loaded Die that does board games, and then you've got 3DMs that plays D&D.
Okay. So they play D&D live on the podcast. All right, that's cool.
Wow.
So the 3DMs is a new one.
Yep.
And the gaming one's been around, and they do like live events around. They just they don't necessarily broadcast live, but they go out and they play games at bars, and so they drink it up. So there's some cool stuff on the Podcast Detroit Network. But we're here, Man Cave Happy Hour, and time for a cigar, right? To break this down. And what do we got going?
What do we have for us, Marty?
We're smoking the Rocky Patel Decade.
The decade. So that's what you were smoking on earlier,
yes,
correct?
Yeah. All right. We're smoking the Robusto. I'm going to do a V-cut on this one. Who wants a V-cut?
The V-cut works for me. I usually do that. When it works with the cigar,
I will cut it. He's doing a V-cut. Okay.
So basically he cuts it as a V, a wedge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we're going to light it up.
Nice.
All right, Jim, you're going to take that one, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, let me hit up the cold spots for you.
So while you're doing that, we're gonna try out the Rocky Patel Decade, right?
Decade.
So back in the day, I was doing other research, and I was reading that Winston Churchill, he was a big cigar smoker.
That's a big cigar smoker.
He fell in love with cigars way back when he was visiting Cuba. Back in the day. That's when he really became a aficionado of cigars himself.
Yes.
So aside from the Rocky Patels, would you consider Churchill a good cigar?
Absolutely. Winston Churchill has a good cigar. Now, also, Churchill, the size of a cigar.
Okay. Is that the gauge of it or just the length?
Usually, Churchill's cigar is about 55 ring gauge and about 7 inches long.
Okay. Nice.
Yep.
So, as I would be a Churchill, Jamie would be a Vienna.
So I'm going to cut a straight cut. Who would like a straight cut?
Vienna's I'll do a straight cut.
You do a straight cut?
Yeah.
So basically, we cut the cap off of it.
All right.
Okay, so this cigar, Marty, you have an option, and one's not better than the other? It's just a personal preference?
It's a personal preference. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're doing right now, you're actually lighting the cigar.
I'm lighting the cigar, heat up the cold spots. So when I give it to you, I'm only going to count 1 to 3 under my breath, and it should be done, and you're good. There you go. Now for
wow,
you,
nice,
we're
nice.
Going to do a punch.
A punch?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to show you here, the same cigar, we can do different cuts on it.
All right. So what the side that you're lighting, that you're heating it up, that's called the foot. Is that correct?
That's the foot.
That's the foot that
and
you light.
And you got all the right. center, which is the stomach, and this is the head, where all the flavor kind of right in the center, because cigars usually cut at the bottom, and the cap is sealed off. So as the humidity, it goes into the cigar and travels and gets stuck in the middle. That's when it starts building up the flavor.
Gotcha. All right.
So how long can you hold a cigar in a humidor? Does it get better? Does it just kind of stabilize it? What does it do?
Cigars, like wine, as long as you keep the right temperature, right humidity.
It will get better?
It will get better as it ages. It's not like, for example, when you take liquor out of the barrel and you put it in a bottle, it doesn't age. The clock stopped ticking. With cigars, it's different. As you hold on to, like I said, right temperature, right humidity will age.
Nice. That's very smooth. I actually enjoy that.
It is.
It's a very smooth cigar. Yeah. I like that. So the outside of the cigar, the wrapper, that's considered the wrapper. So that's where most of the flavor
is
coming
from? That's where most of the flavor is. Like 75% of the flavor is out of the wrapper. You know, the binder and filler you've got inside of it what makes the structure of the cigar. Then you got the wrapper, which is 70% of the flavor.
And the tobacco that's inside, that's mostly dried and fermented tobacco?
Yes, they all go through the same process. But the wrapper usually they use, which is a cleaner wrapper where it has no cuts, no burns, no holes in it, no scars. Anything with the scars, that would be the binder. Anything with cuts as a leaf, when it has scars on it, that would be the filler.
Gotcha.
So those, they cannot use them as a cosmetic wrapper because it's got scars on it and rashes.
Nice. I like it. It's very smooth. I really enjoy it. So if I was, since I'm enjoying this wonderful cigar, what would be a proper drink to have with this
cigar? It goes great with Cabernet or a Johnny Walker Black Scotch.
There you go,
single
Thompson.
Malt.
Okay, so I have a cab here. Let's see how this works.
Yeah, Brian's got a cab, and he's got the Rocky Patel Decade, so he's got a nice little mix happening over there.
I'm very much at peace right now, so yeah.
There you go.
So what else can you tell us about the Rocky Patel brand and their history? And
you know, Rocky Patel came up in the market since 1997 when he first joined and will partner with the Indian Tobacco. At 2001, he branched off, came up with his own brand, and called it the RP, Rocky Patel. That's his name. It's funny, Rocky, when he first started, there was an article in a Cigar Aficionado. When I did a party for Rocky, I kind of put the article on his cake. I made a cake for him. And it says, in the article, it says, 15 years ago, they said you'd never make it. 10 years ago, they said you'd never last. 5 years ago, they start paying attention. Today, we're right where we belong, in your hands. That's
nice.
Kind of really cool.
Nice. That's very nice.
Like that.
So how many?
Stop smoking a cigar.
How many different cigars are there in the Rocky Patel?
There are probably at least about
stable.
20 different cigars.
Wow.
At least 20 to 25. Rocky has, for example, the Edge. He's got the older flavor, like Sumatra, Habano, Connecticut, the Light, the Maduro, the Corollo, Candela. He also, same thing, has on the 1999 vintage, the 1992, 1990, the 15th, the 75th anniversary, 2006. He's got several. And also has a new roller who's rolling cigars for him now, which is Hamlet Prodas. And it's a kind of old school rapper. One of the top cigar rollers as well.
So decade, this is the decade, the 10th anniversary.
Yes.
And so is this going to be a limited thing? Will you not be able to get these after a little while?
No, Rocky continues to do the decades. That's one of his favorite brand, which is rated 92 in Cigar Aficionado. That's a good number. And for about 5 years, is rated 92 in Cigar Aficionado that decade. And Rocky not only used Honduran or Nicaraguan tobacco, but he used Ecuadorian, Brazilian, Caracas, Venezuela, Dominican. Rocky's very open as far as tobacco. He's got farms. He also purchased outside his farms other tobacco from different regions, and he blends his own blends.
Okay, so what I understand about whiskey blends is that the whiskey will change. The base whiskeys, like your Johnny Walker, will change over the years,
yes,
depending on what sources they're getting. But their goal is to have the same tasting Johnny Walker Black as the end product. Does that hold true for cigars? Am I going to smoke a decade, like a year from now, 2 years from now, and get the same taste?
It shouldn't be different. As long as you're using the right tobacco, the right blend, should be the same. Rocky has his team, and especially when you have cigar rollers, they work a team of two. One that does the binding and the filling, one does the wrapping, and they go through a quality control. And when they go through, not every decade looks the same. If it's a little bit lighter wrapper, that will put aside. It's called either you call it a reject, or you just put it on the side for other tobacco, other flavor.
All right.
So basically, they're using Super Ligero wrapper on that cigar, which is the very top, the sun-grown Ligero. because you have three different stages in a tobacco plant. You have the Ligero, you have the Cinco, and you have the Seco.
All right.
Yeah.
The, yeah.
Marty, you know, we started the show. You're talking about the grow pods, that a new business that I'm affiliated with. Everything from cannabis to tomatoes to mushrooms to everything. Is this something that can be grown inside? I mean, what are the characteristics of the perfect grow area for tobacco?
You need a lot of sun. Sun and water.
Yeah.
And a good soil.
Like pot.
Like pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you know of any operations that are grown indoors?
Pot, they can grow them everywhere these days.
Yes, sir. Do you know of operations that grow inside?
No.
No?
Nobody grows it
inside. I mean, the plants are large. Tobacco plants are large. The leaves are very large.
The only time you bring that tobacco inside when you harvest it and you let it dry, when you hang it down the rafters in the barns because you want to release all the moisture out of it. That's the only time you bring it inside the barns.
Is there a perfect latitude? Like, I'm thinking of wine grapes. Is there a perfect latitude or type of terrain that's ideal for tobacco growth?
Well, tobacco gets rotated and moved around from area to area. You know, you've got so much heat, and that's why they rotate it every 2 weeks. A lot of the times in the center of the pile, it gets really, really warm. So that's why they rotate them and, you know, just kind of give it a different a level of a moisture and humidity.
Right, right, okay. Very interesting. So where is the best tobacco grown?
You got Caracas, Venezuela. You got Ecuador. You got Nicaragua, Dominican. I mean, it's great tobacco. So far, I know we have the embargo with the Cuba,
right.
But we've been smoking good cigars, and it's not Cubans.
Right. But what about Venezuela? Is it still?
Venezuela has a good cigars also.
But I mean, but now with their current conditions and their economy and stuff, is the production gone down? Is it created a premium on
Venezuela,
that?
Venezuela doesn't have a lot. It has, you know, yes, it has a little bit, but it's not like Nicaragua and Dominican, Caracas, Venezuela, the Ecuador. They're very active, and that's where majority of the cigar rollers are. So when you see everybody kind of piles up in the same area, that's where, you know.
So you said Ecuador is one of the.
Yes. Now you got Nicaragua, for example. We have two areas where grow the most tobacco because you got the mountains on one side and you got the other side. You have a lot of water, the soil nice and wet and moist. So you've got areas called Istili and Jalapas.
Hmm.
That's where the majority of the tobacco today, you know, they plant them and. That's where we're smoking, from the area of Jalapa and Esteli.
Now, you had mentioned the embargo just a few moments ago. The cigars that are out there that were pre-embargo, the tobacco?
The embargo was lifted only for your own consumption, not for retail for us.
Okay.
We cannot retail it.
But there are cigars out there that are pre-embargo tobacco. How expensive would those cigars be?
When you say how expensive, and now we're definitely going back to, let's say, Cubans.
All right.
Cubans not going to budge on the price. It's always going to be about twice as much, if not three times, than the Nicaraguans. And they're not, just because now the people think the market's open, like I said, but it's all for your own consumption, but they're not right. Budging on the price. They're actually, price are going higher, even on the Nicaraguan and Dominican and Ecuadorian, because Federal has been pushing a lot of rules and regulations on them. So the tobacco is, every 6 months to a year, we see prices are gone up every year.
Right. So Matt, I think Matt has, as an aficionado and a pro,
and
I think Matt is he has some questions. He was going to try to stump the chump here.
Okay.
I think Matt wanted to give you a little quiz.
These questions are for Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some questions for Marty. There are 10 questions. We're only going to do a couple of them there for you. Being a tobacconist, being an aficionado as you are, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Give you the answers, and we're going to find out if you got them right or not.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That's fine.
All right. So
he's got a lot of confidence here.
Yes, he does. Yes, I see that. So, which is the darkest color of a cigar? What's the darkest color cigar wrapper? Is it a Colorado, a Maduro, Oscuro, or a Claro?
Maduro.
Maduro. Let's see.
You probably didn't even have to give him the multiple choice. You could probably just tell him.
Let's see. We're going to answer more than one. So we got that. You said Maduro for number one. All right. So number two, we're going to go with, what is the name of the tobacco grown in the United States that is most often used for high-quality cigar wrappers? Is it the Tampa, the Cuban Seed, the Colorado Red, or the Connecticut Shade?
Connecticut Shade.
Connecticut Shade. All right.
He's not even hesitating with these answers.
No, he's not, is he? No, he's not even blinking at these.
All right, so as a PSA, what is the finding of the Surgeon General of the United States concerning cigars? Our cigars are not safe for alternative to cigarettes. Cigars are safe alternatives to cigarettes. Cigars are safe as long as you do not inhale. Or cigars are unsafe because secondhand smoke is safe.
Cigars, it's as long as you don't inhale.
As long as you don't inhale. Okay, wonderful. All right, last question. Cigars are categorized by their length and what other measurement? The balance point, weight, ring size, or circumference?
Ring size.
Ring size. All right, let's see what we get here. It won't let me answer them all. Okay, we're just going to take that one, that one, that one. I think you did well.
Yeah.
I think he did very well. What do you guys think? You guys think he did pretty well?
Oh, yeah. I think he's on it.
All right. Patrick, you said the Connecticut Shade, yeah. Correct? And then you said Maduro.
You
got to
answer. You left one blank up there.
Did I really?
You did.
All right.
There you go.
There we go.
All right.
Her, yes.
There we are.
All right. So the first one was the Maduro, you said?
Yes.
It's the Oscuro, actually.
Oh.
It's the darkest shade of a wrapper, the Oscuro.
Well, no, because, see, there's also Super Ligero Maduro.
All right.
That's a strong Super Ligero because it's such a strong cigar.
That's why you're a
aficionado. I'm kind of thinking Marty doesn't know shit about cigars.
You beat the internet, my friend.
I did.
So your other question was the Connecticut Shade.
Yeah.
That was the correct answer.
Yes.
Connecticut tobacco is grown under large tents, which protect the leaves from direct sunlight and produce a superior mild to medium body tasting wrapper.
That's why you use a cheesecloth to keep the sun away from it.
Correct. And the other one that you answered was ring size, right?
Yes.
Yes, ring size is measured. That's the correct answer. It's in 64ths of an inch and represents the diameter of the cigar itself.
Absolutely.
A cigar is 50 to 64ths of an inch in diameter and 7 inches long would be classified as a Churchill, for example, as you pointed
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
So well done, Marty. Well done.
Yeah, he knows. That is it. All right, so Marty, we've been smoking these Rocky Patels for a little bit, the decade. And what kind of flavors should we be tasting in the cigar? And what should you be tasting?
You're getting kind of a more nutty, earthy, you know, complex cigar. That's what you're getting. Rocky Patel, like I said, uses different blend, and those are aged for 5 years to get the right flavor out of it. And before they get wrapped and rolled, they take them through a bath and moisturize the wrapper also, so to give it a nice flavor to it. You know, when you speak of Maduro, there is two way of Maduro. There is people, when they see a Maduro, kind of walk away from because they think it's harsh, it's strong. It's a full body cigar. Well,
Aaron's kind of harsh and strong, but you know, we deal with him. So.
I am gonna go outside the box of Rocky and speak of Ashton.
Okay.
Ashton has a cigar. It's called Age Maduro. Behind you, there is a poster. See that cigar is dark, right?
Yeah.
And it says not say Maduro. It says Age Maduro on the bottom. And then see the chocolate behind it,
yeah.
The chocolate balls? That tells you how sweet that cigar is, how oily and sweet and mild. As a matter of fact, in a category of Ashton, this will be as medium, and the Connecticut wrapper, which is the classic, will be a mild, which is light. And you got the VSG cigar is the Maduro full body of the Ashton. So that cigar, even as dark, is Maduro, but it's aged Maduro, so it's not harsh. It's medium body.
All right.
Nice.
So here's the other question I have for you is you're smoking, I'm smoking this, I haven't ashed it, it's a good, I don't know, what's it, we're in an inch and a half here, are you supposed to keep the ash attached to the cigar as long as possible? Do you do the George Burns and you jam a piano wire up in there to make sure it doesn't fall off? What's the importance
the best
of
way
the
to
ash?
Smoke it, the best way to smoke it, keep the ash on it to see how well this has been. You know, the structure wise.
I got a little bit of a bend here. I got the cigar, Brian, the cigar.
It's okay, but see, when you ash your cigar, as you take a draw, you go directly to the hot, and your cigar tend to burn uneven. We call it canoeing or boating. But if you keep the ashes on it as you take a draw, your draw become nice and cool draw because is going through the ashes before it hits the hot. Now, I know a lot of people kind of squeeze the cigars, trying to see how fresh that is.
Sure.
They think they're in a fruit market.
Yeah. You know? That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I tell people, do not squeeze it. It's not Charmin, you know.
No.
So, you know, you got to keep your ash on it. Or people sometimes touch the body. When you touch the body, our body produces oil. When you touch it with your fingers, you're actually applying the oil to the wrapper. What's going to happen? One side is going to burn more than the other. Now, I notice some people, when they have a cigar canoe on them, they keep lighting the other side and trying to even it up. Yeah. Well, that's not the way to do it. When you light it, you have to blow forward. You see a fire. Because now you're letting the monoxide out of it.
Wait a minute. You blow forward when you light it?
You blow forward, so let the fire start, because you actually get releasing the monoxide out of the cigar. Because if it gets trapped inside of it, is going to canoe, is going to burn uneven.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Cynthia?
Cynthia's up here.
Cynthia, these two here are on our tab, and I do have to introduce these folks here, Jamie.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, please do.
This is a local couple here, Kevin and Lori Zalewski.
Yeah, Kevin, we were at the party. Hey,
guys, how are you?
They own a company that was recently profiled by the COO of Facebook.
Oh,
mention this company in Rochester,
shut up,
Michigan. It's called Lovebook.
Cynthia, don't go away.
And they're just amazing people.
Yeah.
Kevin and Lori, look at them. They're beautiful people.
They are gorgeous.
I've had sex with his wife so many times, I can't even tell you. And she's amazing.
Oy. Oy. All right, so Marty,
don't be shy, Lori. You are amazing.
That is amazing.
And so is Aaron. Aaron, don't be bashful.
Marty. We're diving into these Rocky Patels here. What would you pair with this? Because we're going to send Cynthia to grab a couple, if you would be so kind. So what would you pair with the decade here from Rocky Patel?
Like I said earlier, it's good with Cabernet, nice Napa Cab, or Scotch, single malt Scotch.
All right.
Yeah.
So, single malt Scotch should we call up here?
You had mentioned Johnny Walker Black.
Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah. Cynthia.
Johnny Walker Black.
We need two Rocky Patel decades for these people here.
And then, I'll try it with the Johnny Walker Black. We'll go with that.
Either a cab or a Johnny Walker for these guys.
Are you going to go with the?
I'll go with the cab. I'll try the cab.
All right.
I'm going to join Brian on that.
When I'm doing the Johnny Walker with a cigar, does it matter if it's on the rocks or if it's
Sometimes people say put one cube just to open it up a little bit.
Okay.
I normally drink it neat, no rocks at all.
All right. Water it down for me. No, I'm kidding. But just one ice cube, if you would, on the Johnny Walker Black, if you would. One?
One.
All right. One cap.
Brian, do you need another one? You good?
No, and then what these guys want here.
All right.
Put it on Brian's tab. Yes.
It's on my tab. All
right. Yeah. Oh, we got a request for a cut.
Oh,
rock on.
No, this is a torpedo he's got here.
This is a torpedo
here, pointy.
That Dave has here.
Don't punch it. Is that another Rocky there you got?
No punch.
What is that? What are you cutting up there, Marty?
I'm cutting straight, which is the torpedo of the Rocky Patel decades.
Nice. Excellent. Excellent.
And why did you pick? Oh, that's a decade. That's another decade.
It's a decade torpedo. Yeah.
So it's what's the difference? We're all smoking the Rocky Patel decade, although that one is rolled like a torpedo. You said it was the what?
A torpedo is just a matter of style.
But it's still a decade, though. So
you said it was the Torino?
Torpedo.
Torpedo, okay.
Yeah, which his other name is Bellicoso. If it was shorter, it would be a Bellicoso. Torpedoes are longer cigars. Now, Rocky has on the same decade cigar, he's got a Robusto, Toro, and Torpedo.
Is there a different... So, why? Why are there five different wrap rolls? Are the wrappers different, or is it just a different roll?
It's the same wrapper, but some people, let's say, don't have much time to smoke a bigger cigar. They have an hour to smoke. They go for Robusto. If you have a little bit longer time, they go for a Toro. He also makes it in tubo, which is the tube. Rocky Patel comes in a tube as well.
So the flavor should be the same.
Flavor is the same. The draw might be a little bit different. It depends on the diameter of the cigar.
This is getting more complicated by the minute.
I know. That's what I said. That's why we're doing this, because I got no blood.
This is not getting easier. Now, we were supposed to make
this
easy
for
everybody.
You're supposed to clear this up. What are you doing?
It's... Now, you notice these are all box press. They're not round.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's what I was like. This is like squarish. Yeah.
Yes. Because when they make them round. Then they have a little die they put between every cigar, a stick. All these sticks are the same height, same length between every cigar. And they just press them down and put weight on them. Press them for 45 days, then they release them later. They hold that mold, which is box press. That's what we call
boxed press.
So they box press it for 45 days and then release it to the public.
Yes.
So
well, before they go to public, they go into their facility, the storage, and let them breathe in their facilities and the cedar rooms before they get wrapped and shipped.
Wow.
When we smoke them here,
there's a lot more to cigars than I ever thought possible.
I was amazed when he said a good cigar. It takes 5 years?
5 years.
5 years. I thought they had like a bunch of like an assembly line full of virgins rolling them on their thighs.
We all say that, but it's not that way.
No, it's not that way?
Not that way, no.
It's virgin guys, isn't it?
It's a bench.
Okay.
So this ash is just rolling.
Let's go someplace else. I thought this was a bunch of virgin thing, you know. I'm done with the cigar thing now.
They tell you that so you can smoke more cigars.
So I'm a 99 times out of 10. That's not even a number, but I drink Guinness.
99 times out of 10?
I'll drink.
You're a school teacher. Yes.
I'll drink Guinness.
He's got
But you're not a math teacher, are you?
No, definitely not. Definitely not a math teacher.
Journalism, yes.
But I'm a Guinness drinker, religiously. And what's a good cigar to go with a nice, perfect pint of Guinness?
Guinness, you want to do the Habano with the Guinness or the Carollos, because it releases such a nice flavor.
And that's the wrapper, the Habano wrapper?
Yes, and it goes great with the stout.
Okay.
With Guinness.
Yeah, I'm a big Jameson guy. I love my Jameson. So, hey, quiet over there.
Yeah.
Peanut Gallery needs to be quiet over there.
I remember just about a year ago around Halloween.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Marty remembers
I remember
this.
That. Yeah, yes.
I've already apologized profusely for that incident. So,
so it didn't end well for Matthew.
Yeah.
Didn't.
I want to hear about this because you ever see somebody and you think, should I say hi to them or should I apologize?
Oh, that's my life.
I had to come back 2 weeks later and apologize to Marty for what happened that night.
Yeah,
it was not pretty. It was not pretty at all. But
no.
I love my Jameson.
I can see that.
Yeah, you're right. But what does pair well with Jameson?
With Jameson, Jameson, you can go with pretty much everything.
What pairs well with a mugshot?
Oh, God. Mugshot. Aaron. Tell him about that. Aaron, I think Aaron has the answer. There you go.
There you are. Do we want to go again? We want to... we're waiting for our drink to roll up here. And
Now, you see, as you smoke the cigar, when it gets down to the center, it releases such a nice flavor.
Really is. It's getting more full, more robust as the cigar goes on. Hey, Andy, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us. Cynthia will be up in just a second.
Yeah. All right. So Aaron had a question because he's got a really long ash going, and he's just been huffing and puffing on the cigar.
Hey, Aaron, nice ash.
Nice ash.
Thank you.
Nice ash.
Not bad yourself, sir. No, as I get towards the end, how far down should one smoke a cigar before you call it no mas and go get another?
How far do you want to go?
Should we leave?
I'm not mad.
Should we leave?
I'm not gonna go all the way, but
you know, it's funny. One day I was smoking Padron cigar, and I really liked that cigar. I didn't want to let go of it, and it got way past the label. So I took the band off, and I kept on smoking it. It would start burning my fingers, so I took a toothpick and I put it right on there. So I hold it like a roach clip, and I call it. Poke it and smoke it.
Poke it and smoke it.
You can go as far as you want, then, is what it comes down to.
I didn't ash on your coat, did I? All right, no.
So really, like all the way to the bottom?
You could go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. All right. All the way to the bottom, Lori.
Yeah.
All the way to the bottom.
Oh, you know what that means. It's time for some more Battleship.
Battleship.
All right.
Okay, so we had Dave do something that's very, very rare.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yeah. He made it seem easy. He sunk a battleship in one turn, which is Unheard of.
That's unheard of, yes.
All right. In the annals of Battleship, it's unheard of, Dave.
Yes. So, we got to put these back so you you know what.
No, that's Dave's. That's Dave's.
Hey guys, say hello to Jenny. Say hello to Jenny right there. What's up, Jen?
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
All right.
One of those Johnny Walkers was coming my way, and I think.
Did you guys get a couple? Huh? Did you? You don't know?
Yeah.
You don't know?
Okay.
Maybe you should do Robusto for them because, that's a pretty big cigar.
She said Trujillo.
Oh, no. Just Robusto, if you don't mind. It's just right next to it. Thank you.
Who got the glasses of wine?
I did.
Matt got a glass of wine.
And I think one over there.
All right.
What'd you end up getting, Lori?
All right, so I'm going to have Dave come up here. Or actually, I'm going to come to you, Dave. So we're going to play some Battleship. Yep. Brian, are you ready? We're going to play some Battleship.
Dude, I was born ready. You kidding
All
me?
Right, here we go. Right. So what's it, A through G?
No, it's A through J.
A through J, 1 through 10,
and
yes?
One through 10, yes.
All right, so Dave, sink Brian's Battleship. Let's see, what do you have?
I'm thinking he's got a pretty big Battleship there. Let's go with 9 and what would be let's go with K.
K9? It's A through
There's
J.
There's no K, it's A through J,
it's A
brother.
Through J. Were you not paying attention earlier?
See, I'm going with S42.
You're on the soil, left the ocean.
It's like K9? What? No. Is that because Brian's an animal behaviorist? Is that why you went K9? Is that why you did that? Okay.
You're teasing me now.
You know what it is? I got the G and the J mixed up on so many words. So let's go G9.
G9?
G9.
G9 is a hit.
Ooh, we got a hit already?
You guys are... Hey, are you watching my Battleship game here? Did you peer behind my...
So it's a hit, is what you're saying.
It's a hit.
All right.
It's a hit.
Can you do it from there?
It's guys named Dave. Yeah. You guys must have the... All right. So we're going to come over to your friends over here, Brian.
I'll cut for them, though.
Your name again?
Kevin.
How are you? Good. Let's try to sink Brian's Battleship. What do you
Kevin,
got?
So you know G9. So G9 is a hit.
G9 was
it
a hit?
It could be going this way. It could be going this way.
There was already three before. Yeah.
Yes.
So put three.
You understand a grid.
I do. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Kevin?
Well, I need to peer into his soul for a second. I'm going to say that...
Now, what peer into his soul means I need to remove my pants.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go with F9.
F9 is a miss. You need to take a lesson from Dave. Dave...
Oh, you're a vertical kind of guy.
He channeled something and he...
And so, your lovely bride here, what was your name again?
So G9 is a hit. F9 is a miss.
What was your name again? Lori, my name is Matthew. It's a pleasure. So what do you got for us?
Say
G8.
G8 is a hit.
G8 is a hit. Ah, we're onto something. We are definitely onto something here.
If you get this next one, I'm going to buy you a drink.
Uh-oh.
So, hold on. Lori. G8 and G9 are hits.
Uh-oh.
So it's either G10 or G7.
Uh-oh.
I'm
going to
say G10.
Hey!
Yes!
Yes, it's a hit.
You got it. You sunk it.
Wow, you guys are really good at this game. I was terrible at this game as a kid.
All right, so, Marty, I was talking
nice job,
too
Lori.
Much, and I let my cigar go out. So when I'm about halfway through, what does...
Who needs cell phones, anyways?
Yeah, who needs cell phones?
What does one do with the cigar? How do you relight it? Is there a particular way to relight?
Nope. Just grab the lighter and do it.
Okay.
All you, bro.
See, I'm trying to be all proper and do it right. Whoa, hey, there you go. All right. And then
Take a draw.
Oh, thank you.
You're good.
Way to go.
NBC's in. I'm back in action. All right, I was chit-chatting.
That was expert-like over there, Jamie. That was
awesome. We're good.
That
we're
was.
Good,
yeah. I was chit-chatting too much. So.
No, right. No worries.
All right, Matt.
I want to get rid of this phone anyways.
All right.
Marty just knocked a drink
this
over on my
down
phone.
This good. I like this.
Yes, you can. You can
it's just all these Tinder right, swipes. So
who do we have? I'm sorry. What's your name again?
This is Mark's on the screen. I wanted you to wipe it down.
We have Andrew over here.
Andrew, Matt, go with, well, don't let him see, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to let you see.
Andrew, we play another game. It's we're going to give three definitions to a word, and you got to decide which one of us is telling the truth. All right? So the word is dottle. D-O-T-T-L-E. Dottle.
Dottle.
Yep, dottle is the word. And it's not the taking your time. It's not that one. It's... It's a big beet that's fed to cows, right? It's a big beet that is fed to cows. A dottle.
A dottle.
Yes.
Or Andrew, is it...
No, it's not. It's the beet.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're positive?
Positive.
100%.
Well.
Oh, okay.
But 33%.
33%?
99 out of 10.
Or is it, Andrew, is it tobacco ash left in a pipe after it has been smoked? Or
is a dottle.
Dottle. D-O-T-T-L-E. Brian, what's the other, what do you think a dottle is?
Is a dottle the residue left after a nefarious person has been playing with a doll?
Ooh. Whoa. All right.
Nefarious. My bad.
That is.
I don't know where you got that from.
That's pretty good. I think I'm going to go with the middle option.
Middle option?
Is that the second option?
Yes.
All right, the second option. So the tobacco ash left in a pipe after it has been smoked. That is what a dottle is.
That is what it is.
You are, sir.
Congratulations.
You are correct. Well done.
So we've got cigars to light up.
Would anyone else like to partake in a cigar?
All right, yeah. So if you need to get it cut, you can come on up. Or yeah, Marty will help you out. He'll cut you. He'll light you.
You want a cigar?
It's like on the streets. He'll cut you. He'll light you.
Cut you and light you.
Something like that.
What do you prefer? V cut or straight cut? V cut.
Wow. Okay. And with that, holy smokes, we're having like way too much fun.
We'll do a punch for you.
That's what I
can. He's doing up a punch there.
Very nice. Right.
Let's see. Take a drop.
And with that, it's been an hour. And that's the Man Cave Happy Hour.
There you go.
We're going to hang out Godfather's Cigar and Martini Bar in Rochester. It's like right at Tinkin, just north of Tinkin in the big shopping plaza there. Yep. There's a new one opening up. Where's the new one at?
23 Mile and
Shelby Township between Shaner and Hayes on 23 Mile.
So excellent. You're looking February for sure, hopefully, barring any construction snafus in the new year. The Godfather. It's also just The Godfather, right?
It's called Godfather Bistro Cigar Bar because it's got a full kitchen.
And Marty, thank you very much. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you so much
for the education. This is... I learned a lot today.
Yeah, we had a great
I learned
time.
A lot about Aaron that I don't really want to repeat. But
all right, so. Thanks for everybody for coming out and taking part in the Man Cave Happy Hour, and we appreciate you being here. And let's finish these cigars and have some fun.
Excellent. Right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
What?